It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
Hey, it's a very good morning to Craig. G'day, Craig. How are you going?
Very well, thank you, Sean.
We haven't spoken for ages. Welcome back from Tassie.
Yes. I had a nice little stint down there guiding, and it's been a great season, but it's nice to be back on the North Island as well.
Let's go local. Some great fishing happening in Lake Wendouree at the moment.
Yeah, look, I got back, and obviously I've been hearing all these stories about how good the fishing had been in Lake Wendouree in the sort of autumn months. And then I had the opportunity to experience it myself. And the fishing has just been stunning. Good quantities of fish, but also the quality of the fish. I guess lots of people now would have heard of that monster brown that Shane Stevens caught at, 3.7 kilos?
Yes.
I've been fishing Lake Wendouree all my life, and I've heard of big fish being taken out of it, but you never actually see them. You don't see a photograph of them, and you think, oh, yeah, sure. usual fisherman's exaggeration.
Yes.
But it was. It was 3.7 kilos, and it's to this day the best fish I've ever seen taken out of the lake.
And you've seen the evidence?
I have seen, I've seen a photograph of the evidence, so that's as good as, and it's a cracking fish. But beyond that, I mean, just the average run of rainbows that have been caught in the lake at the moment, they're all sort of a kilo plus, so that puts them in the 2 to 2.5 pound category. They're in beautiful condition, really strong, solid, hard-fighting fish, and you'd be hard-pressed to find better quality rainbows anywhere in Australia at the moment. It's really fishing extremely well.
And apart from Lake Wendouree, where else are they biting this weekend?
Well, we're in the autumn months now, so that means that the rivers will really be getting the last of fishing in the rivers up in the northeast. And these time of year, particularly when you get calm autumn days, I think you get some really good quality fly fishing. So it's very technical fishing. And what the fish tend to do is there's two things going on. One, they'll be heavily feeding on the aphids that are falling out of the willow trees. There's lots of big black plump aphids, which actually aren't big by our standards, but they're falling out of the trees, and all the willow trees will have fish sitting in behind them sipping. And of course the other thing is they're getting ready to spawn too, so the male fish in particular will be starting to get quite aggressive and territorial, and so that will be a different type of fishing you can experience, whereby using flashier style flies the fish will come out from cover and smack your flies, not because they want to eat, just out of aggression and saying, hey, this is my patch, get out of here.
That was Craig talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Craig. We'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, Sean. See you then.